Midlake are a band from Texas that sound like they come from somewhere else, like England perhaps in another decade, like the 70s. They recently released their lush second full-length album called The Trials of Van Occupanther. They are signed to the Belly Union label by Simon Raymond, who used to play bass in the Cocteau Twins. The album's lyrics seem to tell a story about Van Occupanther and seem to be set in the 19th century. And I asked Tim Smith, lead singer and lyricist, about the story. Now, The Trials of Van Occupanther, in and of itself, when I've seen you guys live, you play against a backdrop of very looking like 19th century kind of pictures, and there's something very older, 19th century about this. Is there a real tale, or have you made up this story of Van Occupanther?
So it's all made up. It's all made up, you know. It's just a kind of a world, I guess, that I would... I don't know, that I would... it intrigues me, I guess, that kind of 19th century pastoral type of a thing. And I think when I write music, I tend to, you know, I'll look at probably artwork and books, you know, old paintings or Renaissance things, and, you know, for just, you know, inspiration, I guess, and to keep me kind of on the right track of how I want the music to kind of sound. And so, yeah, when we play live, we have, you know, some videos, some that were done by us and some that were done by friends of ours and professionals, and some that we've stolen from movies that we've cut up. So
we won't tell anybody which is which. So no. We're talking with Tim Smith, who's the lead singer and the writer of most all of Midlake's, actually all of Midlake's music. And I wanted to begin the way the album begins and do a version of Roscoe.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Roscoe from our guests, Midlake, who are playing live today, and that is the tune that begins the Trials of Van Occupanther, their second album. You guys are from Denton, Texas, and there are a number of bands that come from Denton. Does that have to do with the school there? Is there a big music part of the school?
Yeah. There's two universities here. There's the Texas Women's University, and then there's the University of North Texas. And so the music program here is, I guess, rather well known, and lots of, thousands of students come to be in the music program here and compete and whatever. So there's a lot of high stakes, and you've got to be good. And so there's lots of competition. And I hear it's a good art program at the school as well, so it creates, I guess, kind of enough kids running around and getting together and forming bands.
Maybe I'll ask Eric Nicholson about the path of you guys to what Midlake sounds like. I understand there was a funk band in the past.
Yeah, we started out as a we got together, jammed on. We had these 30-minute jam sessions, and we kind of just played music for a number of years just like that. There was not very much structure to it, and then Tim started writing songs, and from there we started everything started taking shape. Songs became more composed and parts were more composed, and we had to kind of unlearn a lot of stuff from coming from the jazz background, from being in school, and kind of learn how to play rock and roll and write like that, et cetera. Then here we are, seven, 8 years later, I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Now, when you say you had to unlearn things, does that mean kind of simplify and simplify parts, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Maybe not think about it so technically or academically, theoretically, that sort of thing. Is just a lot of just trying to get to what feels good and is more emotional and obviously those things are the simpler types of melodies and chord progressions and the things that make pop music, they are the simple things, and we just had to kind of get back to that and learn, and but still with our knowledge and the things that we do know about music, to add that too, to make it, there's a complexity there. There's a something that's going on. There's a depth and stuff that's in our music.
Midlake are our guests today, and we're hearing some music from the new album called The Trials of Van Occupanther. I'm not completely sure of the narrative of The Trials of Van Occupanther, and we're going to hear the song Van Occupanther. Is it the kind of thing that you can let us in on without letting us in on any secrets?
Yeah, well, there's not really any secrets. Just a simple, made-up, nothing to it, really. It's just a made-up guy, a scientist who is rather lonely, and the people in the town tend to make fun of him, and he lives by himself as a hermit. And that's basically the story there.
And this is the song Van Occupanther from the album The Trials of Van Occupanther. My son. Midlake are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is Van Occupanther from The Trials of Van Occupanther. Tim Smith, I have to ask you, you have a real affinity with words. I mean, even when you're going back to Bamdan and Sliver Cork, words that you've never heard before, and this guy's name, Van Occupanther, is there an English background in your schooling, or were you just always a...
No. I didn't even make up any of those. They don't come from me, really. Van Occupanther was a... We used to play just a silly game where we'd shake each other's hands and come up with just the craziest name, and you try to make the other guy laugh at the ridiculous name as if you're really greeting for the first time. And so I think it was Mackenzie, the drummer, who came up with Van Occupanther. I'm like, where'd you get that from? And so it's always stuck around for like 6 years now. So I think we probably should have been called Van Occupanther rather than Midlake. That's always, I kind of wanted to change it, but I guess it's too late. And we knew we were going to use that for the second album. And then the first album, you know, that was another just random, a note that I got from a middle school student wanting to fix a part on a clarinet. I used to repair instruments, and she wrote something on the upper jaunt and lower jaunt, Bamdan and Sliver Cork. So there you go. And so we used that as kind of a hypothetical place of work for that album. So it's all accidental.
Yeah. It's a good accident at this point. So did you teach, or were you just like fixing instruments?
Just fixed instruments. I'd graduated college, and I think that's what I thought I was going to do with the rest of my life. So I was fixing saxophones and flutes and that sort of thing.
There's a song the World Cafe listeners have had a chance to hear a bunch, and that is Head Home. And I think when you do get a lot of sort of a mid-period Fleetwood Mac nod in what you do, and you hear a lot of that in this one. Just a well put together song.
Thank you.
So can you do Head Home?
Sure will. Thank you.
That's Head Home, another one from Midlake playing live for us today, one you'll find on the Trials of Van Occupanther. Guys, thanks so much for playing live for us today. Real treat.
Thank you.
And thanks a lot.
Midlake, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.